submit formal ties. That's the Muslim world. Now, if this one, these two about this Iranian leader, once again Muslim, going to the Vatican, the Vatican didn't go to him. If I can jump right to it, what I want you to understand about this Iranian leader, he wasn't going to the Vatican simply as the civil government leader. Let me read you a part about him in here. Let me back up so we can put it in context. His name's Khatami. Vatican officials said Khatami's visit had landmark significance for two reasons. One is Iran's influence in the Islamic world, enhanced by the fact that Khatami, this man that was in the Vatican, is not only the representative of Iran, but is now president of the 55-nation organization of the Islamic Conference. So he's there representing not simply the Muslims of Iran, but the Muslims of 55 different countries. And where was he? He was at the Vatican. And, you know, if you study the history of Protestantism and Catholicism, you'll know that there was a time period when there was a great deal of antagonism between Protestants and Catholics. Was there ever a time period in history, or even in prophetic history, where there was antagonism between Muslims and Catholics? Yes, that's what the Crusades were all about. These things are being healed. But what about Hindus? Should we expect the Hindus to get drawn in this? Revelation 13 says the whole world will wonder after the beast. Pope's India visit ends on note of unity. Jumping through a couple paragraphs. Pope John Paul's two-weekend visit to India concluded today in the atmosphere of religious harmony and unity as the Pontiff celebrated Mass with tens of thousands of followers and later received a reverent welcome from leaders of Hinduism and seven other faiths. I come among you as a pilgrim of peace, John Paul said at an interfaith meeting. I wonder if the passage in Daniel where it says that the Antichrist power would destroy many with peace, if this has any application here. Dropping down in that paragraph, the Pope says, but he warned that religion must not become a pretext for conflict and that people of all faiths must shun the path of isolation and division. In turn, Indian leaders of the, and I got that part cut off, Hindu, Buddhist, Sikh, Muslim, Parsi, Jewish, and Baha'i faith